With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. About the time officials think they have sports gambling under control, it just blows up and keeps getting bigger and more severe.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. Five others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
President Trump threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to quell persistent protests against ICE officers in Minneapolis. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says ICE agents continued doing a very difficult job in Minneapolis despite the protest.
Our ICE agents are following the law and running their operations according to training. Last night what we saw was three individuals weaponized shovels and brooms and attack an ICE officer that had to defend himself.
In the meantime, federal immigration agents deployed to Minneapolis have used aggressive tactics, pointing rifles at demonstrators and deploying chemical irritants. These are the actions the government says are necessary to protect the officers. Israeli strikes in Gaza killing at least nine people. That follows a U.S. announcement of a second phase in the fragile ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls that ceasefire, quote, largely symbolic, and he is questioning now its implementation. This is SRN News. A dubious award for North Korea.
Once again, Open Doors has designated the communist enclave as the worst nation on earth to be a Christian. The Religious Freedom Watchdog reports that in North Korea, believers, quote, must worship in utmost secrecy. If they're discovered, they and their families are deported to labor camps or executed. There is zero freedom of religion. The insular country tops Open Doors' annual World Watch list for the 29th time in 30 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI says an arson suspect has admitted to targeting an historic Mississippi synagogue this past weekend because it is simply a Jewish house of worship. 19-year-old Stephen Pittman, charged with damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at the synagogue showed Jackson in a mask and a hooded person using gas. This is SRN News. Well, Verizon is apologizing for the huge outage impacting more than 1.5 million people. Here's Bill Alexander.
The nationwide Wednesday outage knocked phones offline and interfered with some 911 calls. Federal and local officials are pointing to a suspected server failure in New Jersey as the company definitively ruled out a cyber attack. The highest reported problem spots were in New York City, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, and Brooklyn, New York. Verizon will offer customers impacted by the 7-hour outage a $20 credit.
Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia written by volunteers embracing artificial intelligence, marking its 25th anniversary. The site has signed up new AI partners, including Meta and Microsoft, among others. These companies are paying to access Wikipedia content, supporting its complete nonprofit mission. More details, srnnews.com.